from KQED.
California's cap and trade program to cut greenhouse gases resumes today with its second auction of carbon allowances to industrial polluters. Billions of dollars are at stake, not to mention the state's carbon footprint. But as KQED science editor Craig Miller reports, some questions remain from the first auction.
The state's first ever carbon auction last November was a very exclusive online event, open only to bidders and regulators at the California Air Resources Board. 4 days later, Mary Nichols, who heads the board, declared it a resounding success, saying the auction came off, quote, without a hitch.
Hundreds of participants were trained at every stage of the process, including how to register and how to bid, and it all worked just as we had hoped it would.
Well, not quite all. One of the biggest players in the auction encountered a rather sizable hitch that Nichols never mentioned. More than a month later, Bloomberg News Service reported that one of California's largest utilities, Southern California Edison, had inadvertently bought about 40% more permits than it intended. Bloomberg said it obtained internal documents that Edison bidders had used the wrong format to submit its bid. Some market players have expressed concern that the $16 million mistake overstated the real demand for carbon permits and set the price for carbon artificially high. It was a gaffe that ensured the auction would sell out, and a hitch that was never made public by regulators.
There's a security aspect to it.
Air Board spokesman Dave Cleggern says there's a reason for the tight lid on bidders. About a week after the Bloomberg story appeared and KQED made its inquiries, the Air Board put out a stern reminder of the rules prohibiting bidders from talking about the auctions.
We are simply trying to let the market take its course without being flooded with misinterpretation or rumors or anything like that that might cause spikes that are unrealistic and unnecessary.
Neither Edison nor the Air Board would talk with us about this particular incident. The current rules prohibit it. And at a recent workshop on information sharing from the Cap and Trade program, it was clear that the Air Board is taking it seriously.
Even statements such as "we were unable to purchase as many allowances as we would have liked" are related to strategy and bid quantity, so those are also prohibited.
Rajinder Sahota manages monitoring of the Cap and Trade program for the board. The state releases general information about each auction, like the total permits offered and purchased, but there's a strict gag order on all market participants when it comes to what individual companies are bidding and buying.
If it comes to our attention that those kinds of discussions are occurring and that that information is being shared, ARB will investigate because at face value they are a violation of the regulation.
Some large corporate cap-and-trade players have argued for less disclosure, but others say generally more is better. Tim O'Connor has been closely watching California's carbon market for the Environmental Defense Fund.
By increasing the transparency and increasing the access to data, I think people can start to realize that it's not a shell game, it's a legitimate tool for reducing emissions.
This concept of transparency is crucial to public confidence, especially in California, where memories are still raw from the late 90s, when manipulation of the electricity market sent utility bills soaring, put PG&E into bankruptcy, and unseated a governor.
If there had been more transparency, it would have become much more quickly clear what had happened.
Seth Borenstein is on the Independent Market Assessment Committee that has argued for more transparency in the carbon markets, but he says it's still a bit unclear where to draw the line.
I think that they are still in the process of developing policy on this. Certainly in the long run, I would want to see them be more transparent and certainly allow more public discussion among stakeholders.
Most of the experts we spoke with agree with Borenstein that overall the market seems to be working. Since its launch in November, the price of California carbon has gone up, which is the right direction for emissions to come down, which they are. And Borenstein, an energy economist at UC Berkeley, says it's not unusual for new markets to start with a hiccup or two.
The market is not going to launch smoothly on day one. Markets never do. It's going to require adjustments. And so the screw-up in this auction, for instance, is one that I don't anticipate will happen again.
The question remains, if it does happen again, and it does affect the market price of carbon credits in California, who will know? For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller.